and welcome. This is episode 2 of Malone Church Podcast, and I'm Catherine Viner, and I am the minister at Malone. We're a church rooted and grounded in love, living and growing together for Jesus. Check out our website, www.malonepresbyterian.org, or follow us on Facebook at Malone Church. This episode is the Malone Youth episode on hope and anchor from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13 to 15, with Samuel Jordan, Nikki Hanna, and Rachel Lister. Enjoy.
Hebrews 6, 13 to 19. For example, there was God's promise to Abraham. Since there was no one greater to swear by, God took an oath in his own name, saying, I will certainly bless you, and I will multiply your descendants beyond number. Then Abraham waited patiently, and he received what God had promised. Now when people take an oath, they call on someone greater than themselves to hold them to it. And without any question, that oath is binding. God also bound himself with an oath, so that those who received the promise could be perfectly sure that he would never change his mind. So God has given both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we who have fled to him for refuge can have great confidence as we hold to the hope that lies before us. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary. Amen.
A number of weeks ago, we were starting to prepare for our youth service at Refuge. We got together, we wrote down ideas, and we were getting excited about having the voices of the young people heard here at Malone. And as you can imagine, this is not how we thought it would go. And so we decided to shelve some of these ideas for now, and we're looking forward to sharing them with you sometime in the future when we're all able to gather together again. But in spite of all this, in spite of the change in plans and the uncertainty that we are in the middle of, I feel like God is wanting to lead us into a place of hope this morning. I get the sense that God wants to restore what may have been lost or stolen from us in the midst of all this uncertainty, and bring hope where there may be hopelessness. As I was thinking about this morning and thinking about the passage that we've just heard, it reminded me of a time when I was on holiday in Ibiza with a friend of mine. And we sat down at the harbour to rest our feet for a while. And while we were there, we seen a massive yacht make its way into the harbour, and it was going to pull into a space right in front of us. We were hooked. We thought, there's no way this massive boat is going to squeeze into this tiny space. And so we watched as this massive super yacht parallel parked into this tiny space, and we were in awe. After it parked, we noticed some people on board, and we were so intrigued. The two of us sat and watched this yacht for hours as the sun set, and we watched people appear every now and again. And something I've discovered is that I find everything a lot more exciting when it's happening on a boat. We watched people come out and light candles and then disappear again. We watched people come out and wash the deck and put down carpets and disappear again. We watched them come out and set the dining room table. We watched them do the most mundane chores, but because it was happening on a yacht, I was hooked. So boats have become one of my fastest growing fascinations. I've even started watching a TV show that follows the crew that works aboard boats. Now, I know you don't have to be an expert on boats, or watch this TV show, or sail regularly, to know how important the anchor is. Without one, you can't actually take the boat out because it's completely unsafe. It's unusable. A ship needs an anchor to stop it from drifting off course. To be anchored means to secure firmly in position, or to provide a firm base or a foundation. This is what an anchor provides for a boat, and this is what being anchored provides for us. In the passage that we just heard, Hebrews 6:19 illustrates hope's immovability using this picture of an anchor. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, sure and steadfast. Like an anchor holding a ship securely in place, our hope in Christ guarantees our safety. Whatever the conditions at sea, the anchor is to remain fixed on the bottom of the seabed. And of course, the rougher the weather, all the more important it becomes, the steadfastness of this anchor. And it's a beautiful symbol of the hope we have in Jesus. This hope that keeps us sure and steadfast in the midst of stormy waters and uncertain circumstances. We're also reminded in this passage of the promise that God made to Abraham. And the writer of Hebrews reminds us that God himself made a promise and took an oath in his own name, so that those who he made the promise to could be assured that he would not change his mind. And so here we have this image being painted for us. And it's actually so much more than an image, it's a reality. That the hope of salvation we have in Jesus acts like a very anchor for our souls. Souls which at this time might be feeling pretty stressed out. Souls that are worried. Souls that are anxious. Souls that are longing for security in the midst of insecurity. So I want to lead us back in time to this story of Abraham, and it's Genesis 22 where I want to pick this story up, and it's in this chapter where we see this reality in action. We see this hope anchor Abraham in the middle of his circumstances. Abraham, who had been promised by God that he was going to have more descendants than he could count, that he would be a father of many nations, some of which would be kings, that he would have more descendants than the stars in the sky. Abraham, who waited nearly three decades for the promise to be fulfilled, was suddenly being asked to sacrifice his only son. Isaac was God's promise being fulfilled. Isaac was so significant. Isaac was who Abraham was waiting on. And in chapter 22, God says to Abraham, take your son, your only son, as if he needs to rub salt in the wounds at this point, take your only son whom you love and sacrifice him as an offering on a mountain I will show you. I can just almost see it in my head. What? You want me to take my only son, who I've been waiting for? And you want me to sacrifice him? This surely doesn't make sense. What could this possibly be on to? What will come of this? What is God doing? I can only imagine the confusion Abraham felt at being asked to sacrifice his son. But Abraham does it anyway. We see him pack up everything he needs, bring his servants with him, and head to where God told him to go. And he says to his servants in verse 5, Stay here with the donkey, while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, then we will come back to you. And when Isaac asks his dad, where's the lamb for the sacrifice? Abraham tells him, God himself will provide the lamb. You see, Abraham remained sure and steadfast, anchored in the hope he had in the promise God made him. Rather than focusing on his circumstances that absolutely did not make any sense, Abraham chose to focus instead on the promise. The hope that Abraham had in God's promise was the very anchor for his soul in this moment. So that even though it didn't make sense, even though it was confusing, even though he didn't know what was going to come of it, he remained steadfast. He held his position. How many of us take our eyes off him and focus on the circumstances in front of us? How many of us take our eyes off Jesus and focus on the waves that are surrounding us, just like Peter did when he was walking on water? Our circumstances are not bigger than our God. And so the hope that we find in him will allow us to hold our position. So that no matter the rough seas, we will not drift, we will not sink, and we will not be overcome. But we will remain sure and steadfast. Like Abraham, let's keep our eyes on him. Let your hope in him be the anchor for your soul in the midst of so much uncertainty. The writer of Hebrews is reminding us that we can have confident expectation in God and in all that he has promised us. He is reminding us of the assurance we can find in Jesus because our salvation is in him and him alone. God is a God who keeps his promises because it goes against his very being to lie. So we can confidently expect God to stand by what he has said. God not only makes promises to his children, but he takes an oath and swears that he will bless them. So here we have two things, not just one, but two things, a promise and an oath that secure our hope. And when we look back through scriptures, we see that God fulfills his promises. Even through the unfaithfulness of Israel, God remained faithful always. All the promises God made to Israel came to pass, and all the promises he made to those who are in Christ will also come to pass. He tells us, "Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I will never leave you nor forsake you." All things work together for good to those who love God and for those who are called according to his purpose. The scriptures give us hope because within them we see the great promises that God gives to us. We're in the middle of a pandemic. And I don't know about you, but this is not how I thought my 2020 was going to go. This is the time where it can be so easy for us to drift off course, to be so overwhelmed with fear and insecurity, to wonder what's coming next, or to wonder, when is this going to end? And while I'm sure some of us are fed up hearing about it, the question I have this morning is, what are you anchoring yourself to? Where are you finding your hope and your security? Let your hope in Jesus be an anchor for your soul this morning. Uncertainty surrounds us, but I am certain in Jesus, and that is absolutely enough.
Dear God, thank you that we find our hope in you. Would your hope keep us sure and steadfast in the midst of so much uncertainty? We know that although the world around us may change, you remain the same. This morning, we want to pray for the key workers that are on the front line, and we pray that you keep them safe and that they know how much we support them and how much we are here for them, and we ask that you protect them in what they are doing. We pray for the teachers who are having to teach online, and we pray that you bring them wisdom and patience for the good job that they are doing from home. And we pray that everyone else who is adjusting to the new normal, whether it be from working at home or doing online school, they are safe and that you will bring them help, especially those who may be in financial difficulty at this time. And we pray that you look after them. God, we ask for you to comfort those who are alone in isolation and that you remind them that they are loved by you and everyone else that are protecting them. And that for any students who have exams cancelled or anyone who has uncertainty within the future, that they remain calm and that they know you love them and no matter what happens, that you have a plan for them always. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Malone Church Podcast. Follow us on Facebook at Malone Church or on our website at www.malonepresbyterian.org. And join us for episode 3 next week whenever we go back to Luke's Gospels and we think about what it means to be faithful today. Welcome. This is episode 2 of Malone Church Podcast, and I'm Catherine Viner, and I am the minister at Malone. We're a church rooted and grounded in love, living and growing together for Jesus. Check out our website, www.malonepresbyterian.org, or follow us on Facebook at Malone Church. This episode is the Malone Youth episode on hope and anchor from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13 to 15, with Samuel Jordan, Nikki Hannah, and Rachel Lister. Enjoy.